This interview is the second half of a discussion we recorded a couple of weeks ago with Mark Toya. Mark began working as a small-town steel worker, but he evolved into an award-winning commercial photographer and director based in Brisbane, Australia. Hello, Mark. Welcome back.
Hi, Larry.
Mark, a few weeks ago, we talked about your ideas on production. This week, I want to ask you about what it takes to succeed in media today. What advice do you give students?
One thing I love to talk about is the youth of the day, because I mentor a lot of young kids, as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a subject in there, too, about personal motivation, you know what I mean?
Two things I would love to talk to you about. One is whether there's still a business in the business, because so many people are struggling because the competition is so severe.
Yeah.
And then whether we should encourage kids to go into the business, because it is not an easy life, as you know, and you're near the top of the pyramid. And I'm always concerned about a kid that walks up and says, I'm going to film school and I'm going to become a director. Like your teacher, I would still in good conscience say, well, have a plan B if it falls through.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't want you to starve to death.
Well, yeah, maybe that is a different topic, and it's a very good one, actually, because which I'd share feverishly. Yeah, I get a lot of people saying the same thing, but if they're not going to put any effort into it and they're not highly creative, end result is not good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Now, there is a business side of this, which I've put a lot of energy into. The business side of marketing yourself and getting yourself out to the world, that is a business in itself. And if you ignore that, and just hope that you're going to ride along on your creative expertise, you're going to get a rude shot.
We are past the days of if you build it, they will come.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and truly. I mean, look, end of the day, it's like, you know, a young musician, right? It's more than just one song. It's 1,000 moons need to be aligned. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, my daughter's in the music game, and end of the day, it's a very, very, very tough business, and she's very skilled at it. But she needs a lot of things to align for her to be successful.
And moral support along the way.
Yeah. You know, making a great song isn't going to make you the star, you know, or isn't going to sell unless you have a huge machine behind you to get you out to the masses.
Yep.
I went to a seminar, must have been 25 years ago. It was called Dale Carnegie, this guy's name was. I'm not sure if you remember. So this fellow stood up and he said, no one will use you if they don't know you exist. And that was another burning thing that stuck in my head, you know. Yeah, it was a very much a something that drove me too. So I just made sure that, you know, a massive percentage of my business was actually put into that business sales, marketing, as well as trying to be highly creative. So that's where you got two jobs in one, right? You're successful not by just my creativity, but almost also my business sense, you know.
That's huge. People think it's all creativity, but you still got to collect the check at the end of the day.
No, look, you sound very much like a realist, so I'm sure I'm not talking to this. I'm talking to the converted, no doubt.
I have run two companies, and my proudest statement is that I never missed a payroll. And to me, that is the triumph of running a business.
Yeah, same. You know, my wife and I, we're the quickest payers in the business. If we do a job, we ask people to like send us the check. Bring your invoice on the day. Or if you know, like we will scream at people for not giving us an invoice earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you know some suppliers, they just will give it to you when they realize they've got no money in the bank, and then they'll chase through their accounts and go, oh shit, I haven't been paid by Mark. we'll get them well before that, you know.
Yeah.
But we pride ourselves in quick payment. But you know, people go, I want to go to film school. I said, no, well, don't do that. Why don't you go and do business marketing first? as a degree, if you want to go to uni so bad, go and do that and do your film and TV on the side. You know what I mean? But that's the important one.
It is important to know how to light and how to frame and to be a cinematographer is an art in itself, but it's such a small part of the art that they lose sight of the fact that if you can light and can't run a business, you starve to death.
Yeah, that's right. You will starve. You might be able to light amazingly, but you're going to starve, yeah. I mean, I always talk about this one particular guy lived on a boat that was literally sinking in the river. And he's from England, English guy, and I befriended him. He was he's quite eccentric, but I would have to say he was probably the best photographer, cinematographer, director I've ever met in my entire life. He is a one-in-a-lifetime guru, right? And mm-hmm. he's as poor as a church mouse.
Yep.
I don't even know if he's still around. I mean, that was years ago when I met him. But when I saw his body of work, his personal stuff, I went, oh, my God, this is like off the charts, incredible, and even to this day. Now, he could not win a job, introduce a job, save his life. Everyone thought he was the guru, but he had not a smidge of business sense. He tried to work with producers that, you know, tried to convert him and make him into a superpower, but he wouldn't listen, you know, to good advice. But oh, what a wasted talent. And then again, and here's another angle too, Larry, I know a guy that's a very average photographer, a guy that's, he's solid. He's solid, but he's not like top shelf, right?
Yep.
But he does very, very, very well, right? And the reason why he does well is because he markets and he's created a business and he's amazing with clients and he delivers everything that he says he's going to deliver, you know, because he manages expectations so beautifully and he lives happily ever after. But end of the day, you know, his body of work is, you know, out of 1 to 10, it's probably a 6. But he knows that, okay, I'm not super duper creative,
yeah,
but I'm a great businessman, right? So he's done well purely because of that business model.
Mark, for people that want to track the work that you're doing and hire you for their next gig, where can they go on the web to learn more?
Toya.com. There's enough there to wet everyone's whistle.
More than wet their whistle. It will leave your jaw on the floor. The website is toia.com. And Mark Toya is the first master with Frame.io and an unbelievable cinematographer and director in his own right. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
And thank you.